Next patient is Anderson Linda. A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Anderson Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 9/3/1952. Date of visit is 1/2/24. Please make a copy for John Chuning, D-O. Chuning is C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G, John. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of snoring and apnea. Next, his present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has a past history of snoring and apneic episodes. Has been evaluated by a pulmonologist and had a polysomnogram done more than 5 years ago. She has used a CPAP mask nightly, but states she needs a new mask setup period. The patient has gained weight. She has no daytime sleepiness. And she denies fatigue. But does have a history of hypertension.
They're repeating this. Can I
speak? Next, paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of asthma, and she has had also has had gout, and surgery includes ovarian cyst resection and hernia repairs. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies history of smoking or significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, father died of stomach cancer, mother died of diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and NSAID, and lisinopril, and Buspar. Next paragraph. Med list included chlorothalidone, 12.5 milligrams daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Park Seagut, 10 milligrams daily. Doxazosin, 2 milligrams as needed. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams QID. And Lyrica, 100 milligrams a day. Metoprolol, 100 milligrams daily. And Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN. Ribelsis, 3 milligrams daily, and losartan 50 milligrams a day. Next, system review. The patient, family history, father died of stomach cancer, mother died of diabetes. Next, diabetes and kidney disease. Next, system review of the patient has fatigue and she has had weight loss. She has cataracts, she has vertigo, she has hoarseness, she has shortness of breath and cough, and heartburn, no GI bleed, she has constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has no urinary frequency or flank pain. She has joint pains, muscle aches. No, and she has headaches and numbness of the extremities. And she has peripheral neuropathy. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallorectal cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 132 by 70. Pulse is 76, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 246, saturation 100. HEND and non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered visas in the upper chest, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence is irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan, patient will get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes, chest x-ray, PA and lateral, and was advised to continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2-pass QIDPRN, and CPAP mask nightly at 12 centimeter H2O pressure, period. A copy of a sleep study will be requested. And if indicated, a new polysomnogram will be ordered. Follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for John Chewning, CHEWNING. Okay.